What's up, everyone? I'm back, ready to record here on Commute and Compute. And today I want to do a little something different. I want to do a review and reflection on the recent Joe Rogan Experience episode featuring Chad Wright, the former Navy SEAL, owner of Project, or 3A7 Project, an ultra-endurance athlete. And if you haven't heard that episode yet, or if you just want to hear a fresh perspective, this one's for you. Because Chad's presentation on the episode of the gospel was not only clear, but very powerful. And Joe Rogan's response to it, well, I think that alone is worth unpacking. And so starting with Chad and the type of guy he is, you know, when you listen to him, you immediately get this sense that he's a man forged in the crucible of extreme hardship and discipline. Navy SEALs don't get to be SEALs by accident. You know, it's brutal. It's relentless. But Chad's story doesn't just end there. He took that same toughness, that same grit, and applied it, you know, also to, you know, ultra endurance races, you know, running through hell and back in the desert, pushing his body to places most people wouldn't dare to go. But the real takeaway here is how Chad frames why he does all of this. It's not just physical endurance or mental toughness for the sake of a medal or a trophy. No, for Chad, it's a spiritual fight. He talks openly about wrestling with real spiritual darkness, demonic attacks, despair, moments of utter loneliness, and how his faith in Christ was his lifeline in those moments. And when Chad laid out the gospel on Joe's podcast, it wasn't abstract theology. It was a lived, battle-tested gospel. The gospel as the ultimate source of strength and peace and victory in a world that often seems like chaos incarnate. And that's the kind of clarity the gospel needs in the culture today. Straightforward, relatable, and real. What struck me was Joe Rogan's reaction. Rogan is famously skeptical and irreverent when it comes to anything religious or metaphysical, in the past, I would say. But in this episode, and even in the last few episodes where faith was brought in, you hear moments where he really leans in, where he gets quiet, where you can tell something, you know, even Chad said, landed deep. It wasn't just some surface curiosity or polite conversation. I think Joe is wrestling with the gravity of what Chad was describing. And that's rare. I mean, think about it. Joe Rogan hosts some of the most intense conversations on the planet. People come on his show to challenge ideas, push boundaries, even confront spiritual or existential questions. And here's a former Navy SEAL, hardened by combat and extreme endurance, telling his story not just of personal grit, but of divine power at work in his life. And that's compelling. Another thing about Chad, he's not preachy. He doesn't rattle off, you know, a bunch of theological jargon. He's not trying to coerce or argue. He's humble. He was honest and confident in the gospel's power of scripture speaking for itself. You hear a man who has walked through the valley of death and come out on the other side with a testimony that isn't just about survival, but thriving because of Christ. His story is a testimony to the reality of grace and redemption in a broken world. And I totally relate with his testimony on many levels. that kind of authenticity is a breath of fresh air, especially in today's podcast world, because too often faith gets wrapped up in cliches or superficial platitudes. And, you know, Chad's faith feels raw, battle-tested, and real. And that makes it credible to listeners like Joe, who live in a world skeptical of easy answers. What I want to leave you with today is this. The gospel isn't just for Sunday mornings or quiet moments of reflections. You know, for Chad Wright, it's the lifeblood that fuels a warrior spirit. The anchor in a spiritual warfare and the source of unshakable hope when everything else seems to be fading away. And if you're someone who thinks faith is just, you know, about rules or restrictions, listen to Chad's story. And, you know, I'll do one on my own. I think it's, you know, being vulnerable is important, and I want to do that. And I think if you listen to Chad's, it's, you know, it's a great story. And if you're someone who feels worn down, you know, by life's battles, whether it be physical, spiritual, again, listen to that story. And even if you go on to Doug Wilson's podcast, Can't Impress, he does a Doug response to it. Kind of breaks it down even shorter, so you don't have to listen to the 2-hour long podcast. Although the 2 hours is worth your time, but you know, if you're skeptical or curious, like Joe Rogan is right now, you know, pay attention. There's something here that cuts through the noise and touches the soul. I think it'd be helpful for everyone. And maybe you've already listened to it. But, you know, leave a comment. Let me know what you thought about it. Just wanted to kind of touch on this episode today. I encourage you to check out Chad Wright's podcast and his YouTube channel as well. And tell me what you think of the guy. You know, how does this kind of gospel testimony resonate with you? What questions or thoughts did it stir up for you? Thanks for tuning in. Until next time, keep pushing forward. Keep seeking the truth. It will set you free. Stay sovereign, stay free. I'm Contra. I'm out.